Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching-related and education-inspired that I record right here in my vehicle. You hear it? That's my blinker. I'm literally recording it in my car. I'm driving to work, and I tried on my teacher pants for the first time since March today, because we've been in service for the past week and a half, and I'm headed back in the building. I will say openly, I'm headed back under duress. I do not think it's a good idea to put human beings into crowded spaces while we still do not have a vaccine or a cure, or really any treatment plans other than do your best for this pandemic. That said, I do need a paycheck, and I am a dutiful little soldier who will show up and do that, if nothing else. So I will be maintaining social distance in my building. I will be quietly freaking out. Thank God I have a really good therapist, and I will talk to her every week about how I still don't feel safe with all of this. But hopefully we learn together and we grow together. So hopefully this podcast is a way to help you do the same thing. As an instructional coach in Arlington, Virginia, I work with teachers of all stripes, all stratas, all backgrounds, all content areas, all age groups, and I do work in my own classroom teaching two sections of American literature. But if you have any questions about anything teaching-related, we all get better together, so I'm all in to do whatever I can to help. So, enough about that. Today I'm talking about a tech that can help you change the game in your classroom, whether you're in person or virtual, because, spoiler, I think it's not a matter of if, but when we all go back to full virtual, because science. But I'm going to check my reactivity, as one of my other counselors once said. And let's talk about, first, some housekeeping notes. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to like or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, we can talk further. Like I said, I don't pretend to be an expert, though I try to lead with empathy and authority here. I am always learning, and this is a chip today I'm sharing that I learned about this weekend that I cannot wait to get in the hands of educators all over across the planet. So let's do that. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU, Meehan like my last name, and EDU like teaching. And I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational ed, adrenaline. Because I'm fired up to teach, and I want to help teachers change the game and change the world. I have all of my templates and resources available there as much as I can. I also wrote a book. It's called Adrenaline Rush. I don't think it sucks. There's the traffic in D.C. I don't think the book sucks at all. If you want to take a look at it, the first couple chapters are available on Amazon for free. But if you're in the market for resources or templates or open source things you want to use for your classroom, head to the website, adrenalinerush.com, and we can get you whatever you need over there. Now, let's talk about new tech tools that I'm loving right now. This weekend, I had a chance to catch up with a good buddy of mine over the talking. I guess that's how we hang out today. We don't ever hang out in person. And thankfully, which is good, because when you meet people over the internet, or when you connect with people from different states or different countries, it is very hard to see them face-to-face. In some ways, whatever this coronavirus has done, it's kind of leveled that playing field, because whether you live in Arlington, Virginia, and Silver Spring, Maryland, or whether you live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or San Diego, California, I could push a button and I could talk to you just as fast. And it's not weird anymore to be like, oh man, I'm only hanging out with so-and-so via Zoom, because, or I'm only hanging out with so-and-so via Skype, or I'm only hanging out with so-and-so on the phone. Because, I mean, that's what we're all doing, right? Wherever you are, that's pretty much what you're doing, unless it's somebody who's in your immediate neighborhood. So, this weekend I had a chance to talk to Michael Matera. He's the author of the book Explore Like a Pirate. He has a fantastic podcast. It's called Well Played. It drops every Tuesday morning. I've had a chance to be a guest on there a number of times. Well Played is all about finding joy in the journey of teaching, and Explore Like a Pirate is all about classroom gamification. It's how to enrich and elevate your classroom through the use of, you know, playful pedagogy. So Michael and I share a lot in common in the work that we both do. I look to him as a mentor and role model, but also as a friend. I think he's a fantastic human being. He's a lot of fun. He's incredibly smart, and he's very driven to keep finding new stuff. I think that curiosity is something that I really admire. I write about in the book how Walt Disney talks about, you know, like, we don't stay in one place too often. We're curious. We keep seeking new things. And Michael is a perfect example of that curiosity, so I love it. But we were talking this week about technology, things that we use in our classrooms and tech tools to help us change the game to get students engaged. And I was like, he was talking about back channels. He's like, do you know of a good back channel? Because he used to use Today's Meet. If you never use Today's Meet, it's amazing. It's an open, like, discussion forum that students don't have to sign up for. They just enter the code to enter the room. And then you have a free back channel where, you know, Billy and Bobby and Janie and Susie are talking in the background. It's great for, you know, while you're having a Socratic seminar, you have someone taking running notes, and you're like, ooh, Bobby just said this, Janie just said that. And they're all chiming in, even if they don't have the opportunity to raise their hands. That's amazing, especially for distance learning, because they could be doing that even if they're not in person. Great. Problem is, Today's Meet shut down a few years back. maybe a year or so, maybe 18 months by now. And that's not wonderful. So there are other back channels, but they do have their own problems. For example, I could have the students all just chatting in a Zoom call. But for that to happen, they have to have their accounts logged into Zoom. And that's not perfect because I don't want them to have a video chat. I want them to just have a texting chat where the purpose is to use it as if they're using like a group chat to one another, like a discussion forum online. You could do something like just opening a Google Doc. And a Google Doc is great because, hey, we all have shared comment access. So just join in the comments, you know, the chat feature there on the doc and say whatever you need to say. Problem is that's tough too, because if you wanted to tap a child on the shoulder, you say, hey, Billy, I didn't like what you said there, or Bobby, that was inappropriate, I have to delete it. You can't go in to a chat like that and delete what an individual person has said. And that's less wonderful. Not that you want to always have to play the police, but you don't want to put yourself in a position where something might be accidentally, you know, off topic and have the whole class is just laughing about things that are, you know, the Kardashians or Fortnite memes or whatever that looks like. So that's maybe less wonderful. We talked about using Kami, which I love. If you've not used Kami, K-A-M-I, I realize I'm name-dropping a whole bunch of different texts today. But Kami is a fantastic annotation software. It's like a PDF. You have the ability to upload your PDF as the teacher, and then you share your PDF with everybody you want to have who sees it. And they have now shared annotation access to that PDF. So we can all mark it up in real time, like Tony Romo with Telestrator on a Fox broadcast of an NFL game. You can diagram the plays right there. You can circle things. You can underline things. You can highlight things. You can post little comments for one another, or you can reply to one another's comments. It's awesome like that. You can also do shared annotations that maybe you take your class and divide it in teams. Okay, red team, you have a copy of document one. Blue team, you have a copy of document two. I'm going to give you 20 minutes, and I'm going to see which one is more marked up by the time we come back. Money market set go. It's a fun, easy way to get students engaged at a distance or in person. And a lot of these technologies, what they're doing is they're bringing in learners in the physical classroom who can connect with teammates who might be not in the physical classroom from home. That's great. So Kami is an awesome tool. We were also talking about the possibility of using like back channels like Slack, which are more robust, or you know, Microsoft Teams, which are really designed for exactly this sort of thing. And it, you can create thread after thread after thread for side chats and side conversations. Like, you can do it for your whole faculty. The problem with the Slack that I've, or the problem with, that Slack kind of solves that I'm seeing is my faculty sends out the all call emails, you know, like the all hands emails. Hey, I have some furniture to get rid of in my house. Or don't forget, there's a pep rally after school today, or third quarter grades are due, whatever that is. But that stuff gets buried because everyone's sending everything in one bucket. And the problem is, because it's all in one bucket, you show up and you have like 10,000 unread emails, most of which are just junk. And it takes a long time to move through that. So Slack is a nice way to sort of put things into little buckets and say, hey, this is the off-topic chat, or hey, this is the one about grades chat, or hey, this is the... So it's a discussion forum, like everything else on the internet could be. I think Slack is an awesome tool. But what Michael introduced me to, which I'm loving right now, is a tool that I had never heard of, and it's called Kialo, or Kialo. It's K-I-A-L-O, Kialo. And their EDU version is free for teachers, Kialo Edu. I'll talk about it at like 20,000 feet, and we'll zoom in some of the features. What I've learned in the past 48 hours about Kialo, which I love, like I'm geeking out over it, like I'm going to use it my first day of class. Picture an online like bulletin board, almost like Padlet. I don't like Padlet because I don't mind Padlet, but after like three or four boards, they make you pay for Padlet. That to me was restrictive. But I think Kialo is like Padlet, but better-er. You click inside of the Kialo board, and as you click inside of it, you post a question or a comment. For example, here's my claim. Distance learning is not ideal, but in-person learning, given these circumstances, is worse. That's my claim. I post that as the main claim, and imagine like a flow chart where Dwight Schrute is at the top of the thing, and then everyone in the office is underneath him, like the org chart, who works for who. That first claim is posted as like the parent, and then there's to the right and to the left of it the ability to post a green plus button or a red plus button. If you push the green button, it's, hey, I agree with this, and I agree with it because to that claim you make a comment. Well, look, distance learning is not ideal, but this is not safe to go back in school because, look, there's still a high risk of contagion. Hit that plus button. Okay. And now immediately the org chart has a parent and a child, right? Dwight's on the top, and underneath it we might have Stanley or Angela, right? There's two different people now underneath one person. So it becomes like a triangle or a pyramid. Someone else says, meanwhile, on the back end, look, we don't have universal internet access. Until we do, though distance learning is not ideal, it also doesn't work. We have to do this in-person thing. So suddenly you have now one green vote and one red vote. And again, opposing sides splitting. Like, is Hillary Swank hot? Right? Claim. And then side one says, yes, she is hot because her face is symmetrical, says Oscar. Right? Then on the flip side, look, I'm not attracted to her, says Kevin. But the question was whether or not she is hot. And for that reason, I say no. So we have a yes and a no. Anybody else in the room can upvote or rate the strength of the arguments that have been offered by their classmates or their peers. And they can rate it on a scale of 1 to 4. So it's not just how many arguments have been made for or against. They have the chance to rate them and rank them. As the teacher, you have the ability to go back in and make individual comments. Hey, Kevin, that was a great point. Do you have the link to that article to bear that out? Or, ooh, Angela, you raised a really good question. Have you thought about whatever? And you can set it so that only the student who posted that topic and you, the teacher, have access to your feedback on it. Likewise, students could then put subtopics under those topics where, okay, I agree with this main premise, and I think the evidence to back up that premise would be boom, 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 boom. So now it looks like an org chart where you have like one person at the tippy top of the pattern of the pyramid and a million little sticky notes underneath it, but they're all easily sortable with a click of a button. So everyone on the pro side sees all of the reasons for the pro argument, and then they can rate and rank all of the different arguments that have been offered. Do they have good text evidence? Are they borne out with like logical claims, talking about things that they can defend with credible sources? Have they put links to those places, et cetera, et cetera? This is awesome. For debate or for dialogue or for discussion or for planning, like, hey, let's take this and then max out all of our brain capacity on one page. Then afterwards, let's go back into it and say, I'm going to push this button now. And it looks like a colorful donut on the top left-hand side. And when you push the colorful donut, you can see a visual breakdown of how many people have posted in the forum, who has made the most posts, what their posts have been rated by their peers, like on average, hey, so-and-so has a 3.5 rating or 4.0 rating, like Uber or Yelp, and a visual breakdown of the number of comments that tilt red or tilt green, and then the strength of the ratings, whether it's dark, dark red, which is people really agreed with the con, or dark, dark green for every single subtopic of a subtopic. So, like, these donuts just keep, populating in real time, and you can watch the debate unfolding for real. You can also freeze at a certain point who has the edit access and then take it and share it with another class section so that they can vote on it. So you can say, hey guys, class section one posted up this great debate. Here's what it looked like. I want you to go in. You don't have write access on this. You have view-only access. You can divide your students into teams, blue team versus silver team. Take the pro, take the con. My marks that go. Then send it to the purple and the gold team and say, okay, purple and gold, I want you to vote. Who wins? Who loses? Give me reasons why. Boom, 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 boom. You can pre-slot students into teams so that you can have your third period against your fifth period, or your Tuesday students against your Wednesday students. And you can use these again and again and again for anything in your classroom that would be debate or dialogue driven. So I really love it. I'm seeing incredible potential with, hey, let's talk about Romeo and Juliet. You guys are House Capulet. You are House Montague. Let's fight about who's more responsible for this. Or you can talk about, this global reform issue. We have to talk about, arguments for or against these initiatives, whether it's raising taxes or closing and opening borders or, reopening the economy in the face of a pandemic. All of this stuff allows for student voice to take center stage, and you as the teacher have a ton of functionality and features where you can say, hey, I got to moderate comments, or I got to split comments, or I got to have it so that only the kid can see the comment, whatever it looks like. So I absolutely love it, and Kyello is my brand new favorite thing. It's a first day type thing. Like, hey guys, come on in. Before I even meet you, don't even care right now. Don't even worry about my name. Don't even worry about your name. I want you to click into here, and I want you to tell me, do you think we should be back? Say yes or say no. Say why. Just like that, they've had to make a decision. They get to interact. They get to hear one of those voices, and I can click on the names and say, oh, Bobby, you said X. Why did you say X? And he'll talk about it because his name's signed to it, happily. And he'll see that there are other people on his side, so he feels strength in numbers. And that's really, really powerful to get students talking and get them fired up on that first day of class. So Kyello is my brand new favorite for the 2020-2021 school year. It works both in and outside of class, and you can use it for any course, any content area. That's it for today. I'm scheduled to play with that one when I leave. Literally when I get off this call, I'm going to go play with it right now. Till then, take care, stay safe, hit me up on Twitter, and we'll be back next week on Monday with more. Bye for now.